July 15, 2016. The coup attempt that was made, and thanks to God, failed that day, can be qualified as a milestone for Turkey to understand why. It will be good to remember what happened that day. Horrific scenes took place during the events that started on the night of July 15 and continued until morning the next day. Tanks ran over innocent civilians, elderly women, and even children were fired upon. According to the Anatolian Agency, 240 people, 62 police officers, 5 soldiers, and 173 civilians were killed, and 2,195 people were injured. 35 airplanes, 37 helicopters, 246 tanks, and armored vehicles, 3 ships, and more than 4,000 light arms were used, and more than 9,000 soldiers participated in the coup attempt. Bridges were blocked, the Turkish Grand National Assembly and the Special Operations Department were bombed. All these attacks were repelled by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's urging people to take to the streets and through the self-sacrificing and vigorous efforts of the people acting in unison with the security forces. All that happened on the night of the coup attempt are significant in indicating that everything will be different for Turkey from now on. As anticipated, July 15th has become a historical milestone, a turning point. It ushered in a new era. One of these things this new era brought along was the August 7th Democracy and Martyrs Rally. The rally in Yenikapi, Istanbul witnessed various firsts. First of all, what should be mentioned is the unprecedented participation. According to data from the Anatolian Agency, there were around 5 million participants. This number was determined through people per square meter analysis done during the aerial inspections conducted on and around the rally area by helicopters. It was the most crowded rally, not only in the history of the Republic of Turkey, but perhaps in the history of the world. The magnificent record that was broken was not limited to this. At the same time, millions of other cities of Turkey gathered in public squares as well. We witnessed other extraordinary things that again had never been seen in the political history of Turkey. The millions who gathered in the rally did not represent a particular section of Turkey, but the whole of the country. Sunnis, Alawis, the religious, atheists, communists, or Turkish, Kurdish, Laz, Circassian, Jewish, Armenian, in short, people of all ideologies, faiths, sects, and parties were there, leaving the political party flags at home and taking Turkish flags along. People took to the area and virtually turned the rally into a sea of red and white, the colors of the Turkish flag. The sides, which had been worlds apart before July 15th, were banded together against the coup, flooding the streets with great excitement and enthusiasm. The political leaders were no different. The party leaders who, before July 15th, would not speak to or even shake hands and frequently made quite serious accusations against each other came together on August 7th. Erdogan and the leaders of the 3 biggest parties in the parliament gave messages of unity and solidarity. Acting in concert against the coup attempt, they laid the foundations of the spirit of the brotherhood and love. Their speeches and attitudes in the rally clearly show that henceforth in Turkey, a constructive, positive, and reconciliatory political model will replace a sense of politics based on tension, strife, discrepancy, and dissension. What has happened over the last month in our country is truly admirable. The coup attempt eliminated overnight the polarization within the Turkish society, which was here, though, deemed all but impossible. It united all walks of life on common ground. It paved the way for the Turkish nation to unify in brotherhood and amiable collaboration to protect democracy, secularism, freedom, and national will. It demonstrated to the entire world our nation's bravery, tenacity, determination, and readiness to boldly sacrifice its life when necessary. There is no doubt that the coup plotters would not have attempted the coup had they known it would lead to such an outcome. The speech of the Chief of General Staff gave in the Democracy and Martyrs rally was notable. Through his uncompromising attitude against the coup plotters, General Hulusi Akar was earned the admiration of the people during this process. The enthusiastic cheers that accompanied his speech were the indicators of the fondness the Turkish nation brought both for himself and army. The millions who assembled in public squares on August 7th sent crucial messages not only to Turkey, but to the entire world. The most significant among these was images of a Turkey standing united as one nation, one body, one heart, one voice against coups, terrorism, and occupation. On the night of July 15th, the people of Turkey gave the response to the bloodthirsty, ruthless lawless coup plotters who tried to seize power by force, and the Yenikapi rally reaffirmed this response once and for all. It became a spectacular show of strength by and a signature of people of Turkey. Hopefully, the groups who devised shady schemes aimed at Turkey will take their lessons from this dignified and stalwart stance and concede. The coup attempt was severely condemned not only in Turkey, but by many countries around the world. The people's stand against the coup on the streets and in public squares was highlighted by the British media. Regarding the coup attempt in Turkey, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon stated that military interference is unacceptable. Stefan Seibert, the spokesman for General Chancellor Angela Merkel, said in his statement, "The democratic order must be respected in Turkey. Everything must be done to protect human lives. Iran, Georgia, Somalia, Ukraine, Morocco, Qatar, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Tunisia, Pakistan, the Baltic states, and Azerbaijan were among the countries that condemned the coup attempt." So, what comes after this? Turkey is going through difficult times that demand utmost caution and constant vigilance. However, there is no reason to give way to uncertainty and despair. Besides the hardships, we also witness fresh, encouraging, and hopeful developments with each passing day. The hardships and troubles we go through will open the gates for a more powerful, more peaceful, more prosperous, more spiritual, more unified, and more modern Turkey. The existence of a strong and stable Turkey is essential for the entire world. This assessment is very significant, not only for Turkey, but also from a regional and global viewpoint. For the Middle East, the world's most turbulent and strategic region to achieve peace, tranquility, and welfare, Turkey's existence is an indispensable must. Without doubt, a powerful and stable Turkey is a guarantor of supreme values such as human rights, social justice, democracy, liberties, and secularism in the Middle East.